This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Hey guys, quick thing. The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mook Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mook Delivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with Mook Delivery. So the only question left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Happy days. Arsenal 3, Tottenham 2. North London, well, London in its entirety, let's say, is red. And we're going to talk about it and more right after this. Hello and welcome to the Gooner Talk, back again with you guys for another episode of what is the Arsenal Raw Reaction Show, joining you the morning after the night before Arsenal winning the North London derby and making absolute easy peasy. I mean, it was so easy. There was no doubts. There was no worries. There was no signs that Arsenal may fluff it. It was all very much in our control for the entirety of the 60 minutes that we had that for. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about it as much as we can in what is a condensed show again. I'm off to the office this morning, which means I've got to catch a train, but I didn't want to leave you without any thoughts or words this morning after what was such an important game. And so therefore I'm going to be running through our slides and trying to take some of your comments in the next 19 minutes that remain of today's show. So apologies for that. But if you want to hear more of my thoughts on today's game, I did join FK over on the Latte Firm last night with Laura as well. So if you want to go and check that out, there's a whole hour of chat about the North London Derby after you finish this morning's show. So you can go and do that over there. Good morning to Blackshine, to Paul, to Rowan, Amira. We've got Ryan and Paul and Temi and Justin. We've got Stevie. We've got Harrison and Process, Kevin. Darren, Knowledge, we've got Damien and Jose and David. Thank you to all of you and more that are tuning in. Thanks to those of you that are listening also on catch-up. It is incredibly appreciated. I hope you've had a fantastic weekend and that you're ready to start a week that does not contain, for the first time in quite some time, a midweek game for Arsenal. As Arsenal are done with midweek matches now, it is Bournemouth at the weekend, Man United the following weekend, and then Everton on the final weekend of the season 1 week after that. And that's what you'll be served up between now and the end of the season. We'll be here for all of it. And of course, we'll be extending these shows into the summer to cover the transfer window. Please make sure you drop a like on the video. We try and reach 1,000 every single day. And we need your help to keep that run going, just like Arsenal kept their title chase going with that 3-2 win, which we're going to talk about right now. A derby for the decades, perhaps, but one I will struggle, I think, to watch back. And that's okay, because we still won. It was not a game that I will want to be watching back too often, other than the first 45 minutes, which were great to a degree. Even then, there were some nervous moments with the offside call. But the goals were fantastic. The irony was just so funny. And the second half was a torture, an absolute torture. And all that matters at the end of the day is that the 3 points are heading back to the Emirates rather than staying on that side of the Seven Sisters Road. But Arsenal winning 3-2 on the day, and it came, first of all, courtesy of an own goal. We'll get to Saka in just a second, but the own goal which opened the scoring was a kind of an interesting moment because obviously I think it was last season the same type of situation happened where they scored an own goal from a Saka cross. This time again, Saka's cross from a corner leading to that own goal from Pierre-Emil Højbjerg. Tomiyasu pressurising the Danish midfielder to head past his own goalkeeper. And then, of course, came the probably the nerviest moment of the game in the first half, at least, when Van de Ven appeared to have levelled the score, but was narrowly, by the finest of toes, offside. Gabriel's backside not hanging out enough to play him onside, it turned out, quite thankfully. And I think that the impact that that has on a team, you know, that you think you've levelled and then VAR whips away your goal, they then had a couple of penalty shouts waved away. The Trossard Kulusevski is the one that, you know, is causing the most controversy. Was it a penalty? Was it not a penalty? If I had a, if the shirts were the other way around, would we be talking about it differently? It's, I tell you what, I do think there is some degree of an argument. Trossard does clearly, I think, slightly clip him, but I'm not sure. It's very soft. Very, very soft. In the moment, I thought we got a little bit lucky, but having watched it back a few times, I don't think there was enough of an infringement to suggest it was a penalty. And thankfully, it wasn't given, and neither did VAR overturn it. And as Arsenal break, if you want the ball to fall to one man at the moment to get a ball through to another player other than Martin Odegaard, who would have found him as well, it's Kai Havertz, who played a stunning lofted ball through to Bukayo Saka. Little bit fortunate with his touch inside, but it doesn't matter when he gets into those positions because he finished excellently past Vicario, taking those goals further, really giving it back to the Tottenham fans who had been shouting and screaming at him all of that first half to get Arsenal that two-goal lead. However, a two-goal lead in the end would not have been enough, and that is why Arsenal needed a third. And that third came from an excellent Declan Rice corner, which has made famous three specific Tottenham fans who wanted to get in the view of the camera and embarrass themselves by shouting and screaming abuse at Declan Rice. Whilst after Arsenal scored through a brilliant header from Kai Havertz, Declan Rice was able to turn around and laugh in their rather silly faces, which was also very enjoyable as well. But Havertz, again, a goal and an assist in this game. So, so good. And I think that that bet that I've got with Mr. Dan Potts is, well, with three games remaining for us, four games, I think it is, maybe five actually for Spurs, I still believe that seven, because he got the assist. I think we're seven up now on Madison in terms of goal contributions in the Premier League. It's looking very, very good. Very, very good indeed. So happy days in that front. However, the second half did indeed get a little bit nervy. I put that tweet out before the game, that MasterChef meme of, you know, he's like, I don't get nervous, but, you know, I'm getting a bit, and I did get a little bit in the second half because David Raya's very silly decision to pass the ball straight out to Romero. I knew exactly what he was trying to do. I could see the pass he was trying to make. He just didn't execute it at all. And clearly, I guess, as Dave points out in the chats here, maybe his namesake was a little bit bored, wanting to spice things up a bit by giving the ball away to Romero. Awful mistake, terrible moment. But what I do want to focus on was the fact that after this point, I thought David Raya, and to be fair, throughout the entire game, outside of that mistake, was really good. He commanded his box excellently. He responded to this mistake really, really well. He took the pressure away from Arsenal and collected crosses like they were nothing. For a goalkeeper that's not like wildly tall, he's no Nick Pope, his reach, his collections, his presence in the box is really, really good and is some of the best that we've ever had, I think, from a goalkeeping perspective. So really important goalkeeping performance outside of what was in the end, what could have been a really transformative mistake for the game. However, of course, Arsenal did manage to come through, and a lot of that was to do with Nicolas Jurva's influence on the game. We saw set piece after set piece get Arsenal goals this season. That's 16 corners that have led to goals for Arsenal. They defended set pieces from Spurs really, really well, be it from David Raya and his contribution from a collection standpoint, be it from our centre-halves heading the balls out for Gabriel and Saliba, defending really, really well as well. And despite the fact that Declan Rice, of course, rather stupidly gave away a penalty, just kicking through Ben Davies, it looks so, so ridiculous for Declan Rice to do what he did. And that's the second penalty he's given away, you know, this season. But Nicolas Jurva's influence on this team continues to be such an important part And it's really important that we have this man involved in the coaching setup, because it has been such a weapon for us over the course of the last few years as well. So that was also really good. And you've got to enjoy these games. You've got to enjoy the fact that we beat Spurs. You've got to enjoy the idea of owning London. And this means, of course, that Arsenal are unbeaten still against all the big six sides in the league this season. Arsenal have one more game, in which they will face Manchester United at Old Trafford in 2 weeks' time. But at the moment, to go unbeaten, to have beaten Spurs, to have beaten Liverpool, to have beaten Manchester City, to have beaten Manchester United, to have beaten Chelsea, you know, it's really important that we got these results. And that's what you have to do if you want to win leagues. You know, you have to beat the biggest sides. You have to beat your biggest rivals. Spurs for Arsenal have always been something of a tougher opposition. I know they've got a good record against City as well. But just because of the emotion and the drama of a derby, it does create something quite different. But you can't sometimes enjoy it, because being in a title race just means that we are sadly in a situation where they just keep winning. And it doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter how we respond. At the end of the day, City just keep winning. And it's so frustrating. I can't help myself but get so downhearted sometimes. I suppose Liverpool fans will be saying, well, you know, we've had this for years and this is what we've had to deal with for year upon year upon year. But when you do win, and then when you watch that Nottingham Forest City game and you're seeing Chris Wood missing chance after chance after chance, and it's so frustrating that this isn't in our own hands. And I know that there's an argument that, you know, we've done this to ourselves with the Villa result as well, but Arsenal have picked up 40 of the last available 45 points. And that's a stunning amount of point collection. And City, meanwhile, have got 39 from their last 45 available points. And that's because Arsenal were sadly behind them at the start of that run. But to be that consistent and that good and not dropping points, not only the other two games to drop points in against the Villa team that somehow always seem to have our number, and obviously a 0-0 draw at Manchester City, which in the end could prove really important. It's so frustrating. But we can only do our job, and we did that. And we've got three more to do. City have four, and we just got to keep our fingers crossed that if we do our job, that they may slip up. So, fingers crossed. Right, shall we go to part two in your questions? I think we should. We've got about 8 minutes before I've got to shoot off to the office. So we're going to do that right after this.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. And the same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Okay, let's jump into the chat box, shall we? We're going to tackle some of your thoughts, some of your feelings, some of your comments of yesterday's results. And it's definitely something to celebrate still. I think I saw a tweet, I think it was from Tim Stillman, actually. I think it was Tim Stillman's tweet saying, like, you just got to learn to enjoy it at the end of the day. We know it's frustrating. We know it's taken the absolute life out of us at times, but you do just have to, you have to try and enjoy it at the end of the day. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to enjoy that result. We're going to enjoy that victory and enjoy the end of the season. I just want to go into that Everton game knowing Arsenal can still win the league. That would represent a really important season for Arsenal, knowing that they went to the last game of the season and could still win the title. That's where I want to be. That's what I ask for right now, is that we beat Bournemouth, we beat United, just so I know that going into that final game of the season, Arsenal can still win the title, because that would be a real achievement, I think, for this Arsenal side. It means certainly we would have gone far further than we did last time around. And knowing that we didn't hand it to City, I don't want to hand it to them again. I want to be able to say that, you know, they had to win it off of us. And that would be a great place to be. So about 5 minutes of questions. T-Evolution says, Tom, do you think the Spurs players will buy into not wanting to beat City when they play them as it will hurt Arsenal? I think it's difficult. If they have something to play for, maybe. If they don't, I would not hold your breath. I really, really wouldn't. The Emirates Faithful says, Tom, so does this mean that Ramsdale will not get a Premier League winners medal should we win? No, he's played six games, so he is guaranteed a medal if indeed Arsenal were to win the league. Jason says, it baffles me how supporters of other teams are wanting City to win. Would they be seen as condoning cheating if City are indeed found guilty of the alleged 115 financial breaches? It's just easier to want City to win. There's no benefit to anybody, like, in terms of City winning the league. There's no benefit, there's no hurt in terms of that, really. Arsenal, of course, I've got bigger rivalries with other clubs. So I'm not surprised that most rivals want City to win the league because it doesn't hurt them in any way. Jason says, what's your opinion on Pep's statement after the game? He said, if we draw, we will lose the title. Do you agree or is it just mind games? Of course, part of it's mind games, but he could be right. He could be right. If they draw a game, they could lose the title because they think he is expecting Arsenal to win every single game. He's obviously putting the gauntlet out to Arsenal and saying, you're going to need to win every single game to win the league, as are City. And that's the reality that we find ourselves in. Nathan says, Forest missed some unbelievable chances against City and they could slip up for sure. I hope that's the case. They didn't have Diaz. They didn't have Foden either yesterday. And still they were able to come through in that game. Two huge losses for them. Ian says, we played exactly how one should play against Spurs, not being 100%. Absolutely well managed. Called the game 2-3. Little nervy. Turned out like that. We are levels above them. Their passing was a hurry. The only reason they got two goals is because of us, you know. That's the only reason that they got two goals. It should have really been a very comfortable win. And if it wasn't for the mistakes that we made in the second half, it would have been a very comfortable win. And that goal difference would have been even wider. But it's a shame we made those mistakes, but we actually responded to those very, very well and defended very well after we made those errors. Paul says, we can only do what we can. We could win more games, could score more goals, concede fewer goals and have our best points total and still not win the Premier League. It's crazy. I know. Arsenal, of course, now in the Premier League. Just having a quick look at the table in terms of goal difference and stuff like that. Arsenal scored 85 goals. They have three games left. If we score four goals in the next three games, we would have scored more Premier League goals than we have ever scored before. More than the Invincibles did, more than our double win inside did. This is a team that is full of goals. And it actually raises the question we kind of have at starting and scoring again. Do you think Arsenal still need to go out and sign a striker that would start for us if it's there? And I'm not sure it's there. And this is what I mean about priorities. When we talk about priorities of signing, striker for me is not the number one. It's midfield, it's the wide area, and then centre forward comes into it. And I'm looking at that centre forward position more and more as an investment in the future because I'm also looking at the talent that's coming through. It's impossible not to when you're one of your talents is scoring a stupid number of goals and he's going to go into the under-21s next season and I assume play, hopefully, be able to deliver at that level as well. I don't want to raise his kind of view too much, but I look at midfield and I look at the wide area and I look at those two places and more as priorities. More priorities than ever before. Follower says, what's our lowest ever season conceded in terms of goals conceded? Arsenal best defensive season. I don't know if we know the stats. Does anyone know what our best in terms of the fewest goals conceded ever? Arsenal fewest conceded Premier League goals season. I don't know if it'll even come up or not. Fewest goals conceded in a Premier League season according to 888 Sport. Are Arsenal on this list? Arsenal in 98-99 conceded 17 goals, rather ridiculously, but we actually held the record before Chelsea conceded just 15 goals in 2004-2005. So we've conceded 28 now. So we're still at, we've conceded considerably more, but still it's one of the lowest. I mean, Liverpool in 2005-2006 conceded 25 goals. That is the 10th lowest. So we're only three goals away from the top 10 of fewest conceded goals in a Premier League season. So it shows you what we've done in that regard. And we've definitely improved upon, you know, seasons gone by. I mean, last season we conceded 43 goals in the season. So we are quite considerably, 15 goals with three games left from that record of last season. We look like we're going to score more. We look like we're going to concede less. And we look like we're going to get more points, hopefully, as well, which, again, is another big show of the progression and the steps forward that we're continuing to take. Last season, we got 84 points. This season, I would hope to think that we will get 89 points this season. Again, 5 points better off than last season, still not win the league. It is the sad reality that you to win the league these days, you do tend to have to try and look to score, you know, more than 90 points to win a title. And it is mad, but that is the Premier League in 2024. One more point, and then I'm going to have to shoot. Damien says, before Reyes' era, we were 3-0 up and the Spurs fans were sleeping. It's unfortunate that it reignited the game. You're absolutely right. Alistair says, has Spurs made up a new position attacking centre-back as Romero spent more time up the field in the defence? Indeed, maybe. Ajmal says, after Arsenal, West Ham and Wolves got most points against the Big Six, City have to play both. Should I get my hopes up? That's interesting. So West Ham and Wolves have the most points against Big Six teams, and they have to play both of them. I'm going to end the show on that point. The only reason I'm ending the show is because I've got to shoot to the office. But thank you so much for tuning in. But Ajmal's given you some optimism to look into there. I really hope that he turns out to be right. I hope that turns into something real. Thank you so much for listening. Please do drop a like on the video. If you want to hear more of my thoughts on yesterday's game, go over to Latte Firm. I joined FK and Laura for a good long hour chat about the game yesterday, so you can hear more of my thoughts over there. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning for sure. I might be back with you later on this evening, but I'm more likely going to be with you tomorrow for longer. The usual length show will be there. But thank you for listening. Have a fantastic Monday. Go rub it into your mates. Go enjoy it. Go walk into the office with a smile. Certainly will be my boss as a Spurs fan, so I'm going to have a gleeful smile on my face walking in to my editor today. But thank you for listening. A fantastic Monday. Enjoy your week and I'll see you tomorrow. Stay safe, well, happy and respectful. And as always, up the Arsenal. It's the 90 plus minute. All your mates around, and you've got a McNuggets share box ready to go, and you know a late winner's coming. Your mates already got booked for a double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfection. Order now on the McDonald's app for your McDelivery. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.